Judo, how's the speech coming?
My original version was 13 pages long.
Oh, well, how much time are they giving you?
7 minutes. I figure I gotta cut almost half.
So who ended up valedictorian anyway?
Marjorie Amherst.
Dude, you lost out to Marjorie Amherst? I can't believe it's not butter, Marjorie.
Sad, huh?
Well, I've got some more good news for you then.
Spill it.
They just announced that because Mount Prospect was so forward-thinking...
And the first to change the name of the school to honor his royal dudeness, Nikolai Carpathia.
Mm-hmm. Leon Fortunato will be attending the graduation ceremony.
Leon Fortunato? That's Carpathia's right-hand man.
Right on.
Oh, man. Hey, wouldn't it be cool to plan a little something special for Fortunato's visit?
You know, that's exactly what we were thinking.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 23, A Captive Audience.
Man, I can't wait to see you giving it to him at your speech tonight.
Sorry, bro, I only got 2 tickets, and I've already given them to Bruce and Vicky.
Man, every time you...
Relax, the whole thing is gonna be on TV.
Judd's graduation?
Hey, it's me, huh? Oh, and Fortunato being there, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Trust me, this speech will not be boring.
Every time you say something like that, I feel like I'm gonna be in an orphanage by the end of the day.
So let me guess, you, John, and Mark got something cooked up.
Let's just say they're not gonna shut me up as easy as they think they are.
All right, well, maybe this will be a good TV night.
Okay, Mary, here's the schedule. The class marches in and sits down. Boom. Then the faculty takes their place on stage. Boom. Then Fortunato comes in. Wild applause. Boom. 2 kids sing a song. Boom. The valedictorian speaks. Boom.
When does Fortunato speak?
After the valedictorian. You'll have about a minute to fill. Then the salutatorian speaks. Boom. All done. Then we get an interview with Fortunato.
Oh, hold me back. I'm going to levitate from sheer excitement.
Let's get ready. Do you think there'd be this many people if Fortunato wasn't here?
I don't know. Security was turning people away that didn't have their tickets.
I have to admit, this is pretty exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited for Judd. The rest... Eh.
Look, here they come.
Wow.
Hey, Marjorie. Bet you didn't expect this kind of welcome.
I sure didn't.
Are you gonna make it?
Oh, I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Supreme Commander, Leon Fortunato.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
It's him. It's him. Am I flush?
Flush? I'm going to say no.
I don't know if I can do the welcome speech. Can you cover?
Relax. He's just a guy in a suit.
Serious. I don't know if I can do it.
Well, if you need help, I'll jump in.
Stinking beautiful.
My gut is thoroughly wrenched.
Are we all set?
Everything's go.
Thank you, Simone and Chelsea. I know you speak for everyone here. And thank you, Mr. Shepherd, for that fine guitar playing.
Marjorie, you ready? You gonna make it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will.
And now I'd like to present the class valedictorian, Marjorie Amherst.
Oh, boy.
Go get him.
Oh. She's blocked!
Marjorie, are you okay?
Marjorie? She thought this might happen. She was totally freaked.
Is she going to be okay?
I'm sure she was just overwhelmed. Give me a hand here.
Oh, man. I didn't think this could get any better.
No, this is going to get so much better.
Did you see what just happened? She took a header on network TV.
Yeah, must have been nervous or something.
Principal Jenis, can we keep the ceremony going?
Yes, sir.
What should we do, Miss Jenis?
Sir, can we jump to your speech?
That would be fine.
Good, I'll make the announcement.
Well, hang on. It looks like Fortunato was going to speak now.
What? There goes the run sheet.
Oh, that principal lady is stepping up to the microphone with Fortunato standing behind her. Do I have something in my teeth?
As you can see, we've had a slight change of plans. Some might say that's fortunate. Okay, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Leon Fortunato.
On your mark.
And?
We're here in Mount Prospect, Illinois, where Supreme Commander Leon Fortunato, right-hand man to Potentate Nikolai Carpathia, has just taken stage. He is expected to give a brief speech, after which we will have an exclusive live interview right here. Let's go to the stage.
And you're clear.
How was it?
Great. Except you forgot to mention why he was here.
Oh, man.
I bring you greetings from New Babylon and the man this school was named for. Global community potentate, Nikolai Carpathia. Thank you. Graduates, your parents and teachers have invested countless hours in your education. Today, we salute you. And so, I thank the faculty and staff of Nikolai Carpathia High School for staying true to the cause that Potentate Carpathia and I strive for daily. May your best efforts bear fruit for the sake of peace, for the sake of this country, and for the sake of this world. Go Dogs!
Thank you, Leon Fortunato. Thank you for your kind words. And now, the class salutatorian, Judd Thompson. Don't screw this up now.
My fellow classmates, a little less than a year ago, I made a promise to myself. I vowed to be one of the people delivering a speech tonight. I'd planned on being valedictorian. Given the valedictorian's reaction, maybe I should be glad I'm not. I also did not expect to be following such an esteemed dignitary. When we graduates started out our junior year, we had no idea that many of our friends wouldn't be here tonight. Kids we went to grade school with, kids we played soccer with, kids that we were sometimes closer to than members of our own families. Now they're gone.
Thompson.
I would like to remember them now with a moment of silence. Last year, after some of our friends left us behind, someone published and distributed an underground newspaper. Some may recall that it contained a collection of rather outlandish statements.
This isn't the speech he handed in.
For those of you who don't know, our administration cracked down on these would-be journalists. And I think it's appropriate to give a round of applause for our Principal Jenis.
Thank you.
Bruce. Do you have any idea what he's doing?
Not a clue.
Tonight?
Dude, this is awesome. He's doing a different speech.
How do you know that?
I know the identity of the one who wrote, printed, and helped distribute that paper. One of the teachers took the blame for that person, and I feel bad about that. The truth is, it was me.
I knew it!
Let him dig his grave.
We've learned a lot at Nikolai High. We owe a debt to our parents and teachers. But if we gain an entire world of knowledge and miss out on the things that are truly important, what good will our education be? What if we gain the whole world but lose our souls?
Mr. Fortunato, let me shut him up.
You will make many decisions for the future, but tonight I tell you that there is ultimate truth. If you believe in it and act on it, your life will change forever. If you dismiss it, the road ahead is grim.
I think that should be enough.
There is only one way, one truth, one path to life and peace.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
And that is through Jesus Christ. I beg you to consider him.
Turn his microphone off!
He died so that...
Turn it off!
It is off! See, he's got to be wearing a hidden mic or something.
He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Silence him!
God will forgive you if you just ask him.
Silence him!
Get her in the wrist!
Grab his feet! Get him out of here!
If you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead,
don't!
And if you confess with your mouth that he is Lord,
you better get out of here.
Dad!
There's nothing we can do for him right now. Let's go.
Pray now. Give your life to Christ right now.
Go on.
Pray
with me.
Unbelievable. You're live in 3, 2, 1.
What you've just seen here is just another indication of the religious diversity that still exists in our country. We'll be back after this break.
Hey, everyone, they're here.
It's about time.
Hey, guys.
Dude, what happened to your head?
Let's just say a few of the GC guards enjoy their jobs way too much.
No, they're just bruises. It doesn't hurt if I don't touch it. Mm.
So, what happened after they dragged you off the stage?
They brought me to the police station and asked some more questions.
About what?
About stupid stuff, you know, like who helped me, junk like that.
Well, they made him sign a paper that he'd never make public statements against the global community.
How are you gonna keep that one?
Easy. I never said anything bad about the global community in the first place. I just talked about Jesus.
That reminds me, Janice called earlier.
What'd she want?
She wanted to let you know you were expelled.
Huh. So much for my Harvard scholarship.
So what are you gonna do?
Judd and I talked about that on the way home.
Yeah, I'm gonna help Bruce out with his traveling and stuff. You know, go with, carry his bags, fight off autograph hounds, you know, whatever.
Man, you always get to go.
Well, Ryan, when you get expelled from school and smashed around by a couple of GC monkeys, then maybe you can go.
Hey, Chicago's cool. I'm good here.
Isn't that one of the ironies of our new global community?
What's that?
That the class salutatorian can't even get into college.
Yeah, it's a crazy world, ain't it?
Why would you even want to go to college?
Well, I'd like to be able to feed myself for the next 6 years.
Well, there's that.
Well, hopefully that won't be a problem for long.
Let me guess. Your militia is going to save the world.
You know, why are you so down on the militia? It's no different than what we did with the underground. We just take it to a higher level.
How can you compare them?
We're both opposing Tricky Nick. We just do it in different ways.
Oh, come on. You're a bunch of nuts with guns.
Well, if that's what you think the militias are about, then you should come with me tonight.
Tonight. Oh, too bad. I have to get my toes cut off tonight.
This thing is big. Maybe big enough to bring Carpathia down.
How does that jibe with what the Bible says?
The Bible never says we gotta roll over and play dead.
So, what do militia women do? Swap recipes and sew bandages?
Vicky, you should come too. There's a big exercise tonight.
I don't know, Mark.
Come on, Judd. Don't be a chicken.
Name calling. One of the most hideous torture techniques in the militia arsenal.
Come on, man. At least see what it's like before you make jokes. You might just be surprised. Were Ryan and Lionel mad that they couldn't come along?
Missing a chance to play army? Are you kidding?
Ryan will probably never speak to us again.
Yeah, at least until he gets hungry.
Hey, we should get him something in the gift shop. Something camouflage.
Yeah, you do that.
So what's the plan here tonight?
We're running a CCS, or a cold combat scenario, which means no live ammo or nothing, just lots of sneaking around in the woods.
Doesn't sound too tough.
Usually there's two teams trying to reach a specific objective. It's kind of like capture the flag.
Only you pretend to have weapons?
We'll have weapons. They just won't be loaded.
I feel safer already.
Major Evers will explain the whole scenario before we begin.
Major Evers?
Yeah, he's like the head honcho.
So you're Judd Thompson, the guy we all saw get stomped by GC troops last weekend, huh?
Hey, who says you never meet anyone on TV? Yeah, that was me.
Nice to see someone standing up to those guys.
Thanks.
I told them all about you, Judd.
Did you tell him he's never fired a gun in his life?
It's not all about guns, young lady. It's about endurance. Who can last longest? I want you two going with Mark's group, but I don't want you getting involved in the war game. You're tagging along as observers, understood?
Fine with me.
Yeah.
You'll get your orders and mission profile from your squad leaders. Now let's get this thing on the hump. We got some work to do.
You two okay?
It's getting past my bedtime.
We've been out here for 2 hours, man. How much further is this tower they told us about?
No, it's not too much further. But when we get there, we need to assess the situation. We need to sniff out the traps that the other side may have set for us.
And if they have?
If they have, we avoid it. Simple, huh?
You guys got choppers out here?
Sounds like it.
Man, that definitely helps make this seem real.
Stay here. Something's up.
I have to admit, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, as long as it's a game.
Yeah, but for a game, this is one serious bunch of people.
And at some point, the game starts tossing around real bullets. That's when it's no longer cool.
Let's get out of here.
What?
That's a GC chopper.
Oh, swell.
Lie on the ground, put your hands on your head.
Get past.
Yes!
Ah! No, it's no longer a game.
Light bombs, light bombs, come on.
Get down.
Come on, I know where to go.
I can't see him.
Follow his flashlight then.
Follow me.
Where'd he go?
He jumped into this ravine.
I can't see how far down it is.
We gotta jump.
I can't.
Yeah, we gotta go now.
Grab the rope.
Look, Vic, there's a rope. Slide down.
Dad!
I'm right behind you. Now go!
Grab her before she falls.
I got her. I got her. Help me pull her in.
Mark?
It's all right. It's all right, Vicky. You can let go now.
What is this, a cave?
You got it, sister. They're never going to spot us from the air.
You sound like you expected this.
We knew they were onto us.
Then why take the chance?
If we let the GC find us once, Carpathia will hear there's a couple of hundred guys doing push-ups in the woods. He thinks we're no big deal. Meanwhile, a couple thousand others are off planning a major assault.
Oh, great. So we're on decoy duty tonight.
Well, it's all part of the bigger picture.
So what are we supposed to do now? Sit in this cave for the next 6 years?
GC will be gone in a couple hours. After that, you'll be able to hike back to where we hid our cars.
Yeah, it shouldn't be any problem getting home by dawn. I promise.
Well, I certainly am glad you survived your little adventure in the woods.
Little? I was freaked.
There's something about being chased by flying gunships that has that effect.
Hey, man, at least you guys got to do something. Me and Lionel just sat around and watched TV.
Again.
I was just gonna say that after that, going to Australia won't seem like such a big deal.
Who's going to Australia?
I am, for one. I've been asked to speak at some evangelistic meetings.
That's cool.
Hey, can you bring me back a boomerang?
I probably won't have time to go shopping. But Judd might.
Really? You want me to go?
Yep.
Dude, we have got to get our passports.
And I hear that.
When are you leaving?
Tuesday, after the wedding.
Wedding?
Who's getting married?
Rayford Steele and Amanda White.
Who's Amanda White?
One of the women from the church.
Huh, well, good for them.
They're not the only ones getting married.
Who else is?
Chloe Steele and Buck Williams.
Oh, Buck! We hardly knew ye!
Hey.
Man, they are falling like flies. Hey, Vicky!
Forget it, Ryan.
Aw, oh, man.
Dude, that was harsh. You were shot down before you could even ask.
Yeah, it's the story of my life, bud. The story of my life.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
What makes you wonder what?
You know, that kind of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
You know, Buck, Chloe...
Judd Thompson, this is the first time I've seen you blush.
What? Get out of here.
No, really, you're turning red. What's the matter? Are you shy?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Why do I think you're gonna miss me when you're gone?
Well, why wouldn't I?
Why would you?
Maybe I've gotten used to your face.
Gee, Judd, you have a way with words.
Set, you bet, even though we just met. Don't fret, not yet, in the water all wet. In debt, don't sweat, don't know what you're gonna get. No net, no regret, I haven't even left yet. So last date, cut rate, gotta go or I'll be late. First mate, shoot straight, don't know what I'll use for bait. Blind fate, bad trait, gotta have a little faith. Dead weight, front gate, I tell ya, I can hardly wait. I'm a Christopher Columbus, on the road to who knows where. Gonna find myself a brand new world, and I'll know it when I get there. I'll know it when I get there.
Hello?
And I'll know it when I get.
just as the meetings in Melbourne were packed, hundreds of people came forward.
Cool. What else did they say?
Bruce was invited to speak in Sumatra and Indonesia next, so we won't be home for another week.
Great. There goes my boomerang right out the window.
Don't worry. It'll be right back.
Please stop. You're killing me.
Wait, I get it.
He says they bought a video camera for the computer, so he's going to be able to do a video hookup sometime.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
We got one more place to visit, then we'll be coming home.
I'll let Ryan and Lionel know when they get back.
I'm sorry I missed them.
They haven't changed any.
They haven't changed much since the day I met them.
Oh, that's not fair.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Judd, what were those things you were eating in that picture you sent us?
Oh, they were a delicacy. Sheep's eyeballs.
Ah, you ate those? That's gross.
They weren't bad. For sheep's eyeballs, that is. They taste like chicken.
I'll keep that in mind.
And in Rome, you gotta be open to new tastes when you're traveling like this. Checking out this fancy Indonesian place today's tonight.
Can't believe how well these meetings are going, Bruce.
I had no idea people were so hungry for the gospel.
Excuse me, this is for you.
I'm sorry, we're all done eating and we didn't order that.
Man in corner buy it for you.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
Yeah, but I can't not eat it now. That would be rude.
If I weren't so stuffed already, I'd give you a hand. Looks good.
Oh, it does. It does. Thank you. Tastes good, too. You sure you don't want any?
Yeah, maybe next time I come to Indonesia, I'll try it.
You joke, but we could be back here soon. In fact, the church already asked me to come back in a year.
Wow. Hey, you can make these trips a steady gig.
I don't know. I still prefer my own bed.
I hear that. I can't wait to get home.
Less than 24 hours now. I trust everyone is okay at home.
I talked to Vicky this morning. No one's been arrested or anything, at least.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I can't eat any more. You sure you don't want any?
Positive.
Well, let's get our bill. We got a long trip ahead of us.
I'm sorry, Mr. Barnes. We seem to have overbooked a flight.
Isn't there anything we can do?
If one of you was willing to fly in the business class section.
Isn't that a question?
I think one of us could be persuaded to sit in the business class.
Fine, I'll let you two decide who it's going to be. Here you go. You'll be leaving from gate 7.
How much longer till we board?
About 20 minutes. Excuse me.
Yeah. You feeling okay, Bruce?
My stomach's a little upset. I'm probably just not used to all that spicy food I've been eating.
Tell me about it.
So, you want to sit in business class?
Oh, really? You don't want to?
No, you can have it. I'm just going to try and sleep anyway.
Rock, thanks.
Besides, if the plane crashes, you'll hit first.
Right-ho!
If I could just have you look at the scriptures.
Here, allow me to get that for you.
A couple hours sleep is all I ask.
I need to find that.
Oh my!
Sir,
somebody do something!
What's wrong with him?
Hello, them? We need some help back here. This gentleman has just passed out.
Is he breathing?
He's dead.
Now what's going on? Excuse me, miss.
Can't talk right now.
What in the world?
Hey, did you see that?
See what?
Some guy in coach just had a heart attack.
What? Bruce? Bruce!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.